Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big Esports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're going one-on-one with our producer, Andy Pondillo at YSR. A number of things that I still want to hit on from the World Series. Bruce Bochy, 3 World Series. Gosh, I mean, that would put him in elite company and the likes of what, say, Joe Torre?
Yeah, you got to put him in as some of the greatest managers that we've seen in baseball history. His 4th World Series, he's won 3 of them now, going back to the Padres days. And, you know, not even only the World Series, but all the successful teams he's had. He's done a lot with less. And you look at Joe Torre, great years over there with the Yankees too, but he had some pretty loaded up teams where I feel like Bruce Bochy has found ways to win time and time again. This managerial job he did with the Giants this year might be one of the greatest I've ever seen. What he did in the World Series, he said, I have Madison Bumgarner. My pitching's beat up. They're old. They're tired. And, you know, flat out, we don't have as much pitching as we used to. He still finds a way to win the World Series title. I think when you look at Bruce Bochy, you need to look at his run to the World Series this year as one of the greatest feats we've seen as a manager in the big leagues.
Well, he is the 10th manager to win 3 World Series. Now let's transition. Let's talk a little bit as far as some of the leaders with the Giants. Hunter Pence, I mean, he certainly was incredible in terms of his motivation and really capturing these guys' hearts and minds.
Oh, yes. $90 million contract before the season. It's already paying dividends the first year in it. This guy is just a natural player. We've seen this in Houston when he was with the Astros. He gets traded to the Phillies, gets traded to the Giants. Everywhere he goes, he's loved by his teammates, a clubhouse motivator. And, you know, there's guys that are clubhouse motivators and there's guys that do it on the field. He does both. He comes through in the World Series batting nearly 500. It's hard to believe the guy bats 500, but it's not going to be enough to win the World Series MVP because we're talking about Madison Bumgarner. 2 strikes in a count, no matter. He's batting, I believe, over 600 in the World Series with 2 strikes in a count. So he did a little bit of everything. Great defense out there. Sprays the ball all over the field. Can steal a base here and there. He's that type of player that a lot of teams look for because he's a natural player that can do a little bit of everything. No, he's not going to be Mike Trout and be the best player in baseball, but he's going to be above average in everything he does, and you look for those guys because they're consistent.
You know, you really tip your hat, though, to Andy, to the Royals. I mean, they were so close, especially in Game 6. I mean, that incredible comeback.
It was an impressive run by the Royals. You know, you look at this team, and you don't think they should. They have no reason being there. You could say the same thing for both of these teams. They had no reason to be in the World Series with the rosters they run out there, but they know how to play team baseball. They don't beat themselves, and most importantly, they take advantage over any crack they get. I think it's a good point to the other teams out in Major League Baseball that they can win with a, you know, marginal salary. They can win with building within the system. They can win without hitting 200 home runs a season. You know, we always look to try and build a team a certain way. What is the way you have to build a team to win a World Series? Well, there's a lot of ways you can squash the bug. And I think the best way to squash it is to build within the farm system, build a key unit of core young players and build them up together. And then try and sprinkle in the Jake Peavies of the world, the James Shields, the guys that are going to supplement those young guys and take you to the promised land.
Okay, Andy Pondillo from Yahoo Sports Radio, our producer, is joining us this evening on the Big E Sports Show in studio. And, you know, really when I think about the Giants and the Royals, they really give a sense of hope to so many of the other teams that are looking to go get over the hump. I mean, I'm thinking of the Astros right here in our backyard.
Oh, definitely. And you look at the Royals just a couple years ago, a losing team, but you saw the promise with the Royals very early. You saw a guy like Alex Gordon. You saw a guy, Billy Butler, the longest tenured player, of guys that are going to come up through the system. I don't know if they're ever going to be the big superstars again, but if you get enough of these young guys that play the game the right way, you're going to eventually start to turn that corner. Eric Hosmer, a very bright future for the Royals, a guy that can hit for power to all fields. You feel like some of these hitters on the team, they haven't even quite found it all the way yet. Alcides Escobar, finally starting to come into his own, a big name prospect years back with the Milwaukee Brewers. They're all starting to find it a little bit here, and they're building that core that will allow them to sustain success. That is the hardest thing I feel like it is to do in baseball, is build the core. We see teams that go, you know, they're changing their third baseman every other year. They're signing free agents to try and just fill gaps because they don't know what else to do. You know, it's become kind of the Dodger thinking on the other flip side, how they try to build a World Series champion. As soon as they find a hole, they go and sign a guy to a 6-7 year contract. I don't think that is the best method to fixing holes. You have to fix it within. The Royals, the Giants have done that. Now, if they can sustain success, it's going to depend how they spend. I'm concerned with the Royals and the fact that they need a little more power in that lineup. I think what they did is amazing. It's going to be hard to duplicate that run again unless they can start to generate more power, whether it's doubles hitters, whether it's home run hitters. If you get another right-handed bat in there, I think they could be right back where they were this year.
So how do you view continuity within a roster, Andy?
It's huge. I think that these guys have to be able to play together. And it's not like basketball. It's not like football where you're handing the ball off all the time on the field. At the same time, it's a 162-game season. There's a lot of highs and lows, and baseball is more mental than it is physical. So if you're going up there, you don't trust in your guys. Your pitcher doesn't trust in your catcher. Your pitcher doesn't trust in your outfielders. Everything is so marginal in these games. The smallest thing makes a big difference. The second baseman not being able to get to a ground ball because he's not positioned right. The shortstop not on the same page with the second baseman, can't turn a double play, allows three or four runs to score. Everything has an impact, and when these guys trust in each other, when these guys believe in the manager, their guys on the field, it's going to show in postseason play. And that's why I feel like a lot of times these $200 million payrolls just don't pan out, because when pressure is out there, when you are up against it, the teams that usually prevail are the teams that believe in each other.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Andy Pondillo, our very own, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I'd mentioned the Astros perhaps being inspired by the Giants and the Royals and their performance in the postseason. As we go into the offseason, I mean, they're going to be trying to figure out what are the key points that they're going to be trying to address.
Well, the thing is with the Astros that I always look to is they have started to fill that core. You have a very top-heavy team, Jose Altuve, George Springer. You're hoping John Singleton figures it out. You're hoping Appel figures it out down the minor leagues. This team has a core of players that could really be successful. Dallas Keuchel, Colin McHugh, there's depth there. But the problem is that maybe the bench guys, the bullpen, the bottom of the order, they're very lackluster in a lot of areas when it comes to depth. And to get through a 162-game season, you have to have depth. They figured out the hard part in getting this core built through the farm system. They're starting to find the major leagues. They're starting to find success. The tide is turning. I think this team can make a run at 500. They got to fix the bullpen. They've got to believe in themselves. The new manager, A.J. Hinch, he's going to have a lot of hard work to do. There's a lot of progress that still needs to be made with the Astros, but I think the ugly times are behind them. The good times are ahead. And when we talk about the Royals, they're a good team to look at as a barometer for how quickly you can find success. Astros are a very different team, though, in the way they score runs, in that they have a lot of power. They may not have some of the other things you want, such as getting on base, such as moving runners, but I feel like they have the hard part done, and that's very, you know, very difficult to find in today's baseball.
What is the philosophy of A.J.?
AJ's a bit of a sabermetrics guy. He's been in the front office, so he gets the analytical part of everything, and you have to under Jeff Luhnow because he's a very analytical general manager. They do things a very specific way, yet I feel like AJ also gets the human element to the game, so he's a good blend of both.
Good balance.
And you know, he's realistic too. I think he knows that the first step for this team is to get back to 500, and if they can get near that mark, I think the arrow is pointed in the right direction.
Well, he brings some substance and certainly some brains to the Astro. We're looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds. And Andy Pondillo on this Halloween night, it's always a pleasure to have you with us in studio. Thank you.
Always fun. Time to go trick-or-treating.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We will be right back.